From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. The Scottish government announced today it is releasing from prison the man convicted of masterminding the Lockerbie bombing. He's suffering from terminal cancer. Terry Schultz has details.
Scottish Justice Minister Kenny McCaskill acknowledged his decision would be heavily criticized, and it only took a few minutes for the White House to issue a statement that it deeply regrets the release of Abdelbaset al-Megrahi. Megrahi is in the final stages of terminal prostate cancer. 270 people died when the Pan Am jet was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, and while McCaskill noted that Megrahi had shown them no compassion, he said Scotland must maintain high humanitarian standards. And he emphasized Megrahi was not being given his life back.
Mr. al-Megrahi now faces a sentence imposed by a higher power. It is terminal, final, and irrevocable. He is going to die.
In addition to the U.S. government, families of the 189 American victims of the bombing campaigned against his release. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Afghan officials have begun counting the millions of votes cast today in national elections. The vote was Afghanistan's second ever presidential election. Turnout was low in some polling places this morning, but Afghanistan's election commission says it picked up later in the day. There were reports of scattered violence at some polling stations, including rocket attacks and bomb blasts. The Taliban had threatened to cut off the hands of anyone caught participating in the election. Senator Edward Kennedy is calling on Massachusetts lawmakers to change the state's succession law for open U.S. Senate seats. He wants them to give the governor authority to appoint an interim replacement once Kennedy's seat is open. From member station WBUR in Boston, Franny Carr reports.
The state legislature would have to approve any change to the current law, which says the seat would remain vacant until a special election. That could take up to 5 months. Kennedy's request comes as one of his greatest causes, an overhaul of the health care system, is being debated on Capitol Hill and could be determined by just a few Senate votes. In a letter sent this week to Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and lawmakers, Kennedy says while he believes that the people should elect their senator, it's vital that the state have two voices speaking for the needs of its citizens at all times. The letter did not mention Kennedy's battle with brain cancer. For NPR News, I'm Franny Carr in Boston.
The Labor Department reports today that first-time jobless claims rose for the second consecutive week. The report is considered a good barometer to gauge layoffs and an indication of a company's willingness to hire new workers. Although the numbers have been trending down, economists say the new figures indicate the labor market is still weak. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 38 points at 9,316. The NASDAQ is up 12, and the S&P 500 is up 5. This is NPR. The White House will reportedly announce next week that the federal deficit will be less than predicted this year. According to a White House official, the deficit this year will total $1.58 trillion, down from the $1.84 trillion projected. One reason given is the elimination of $250 billion of so-called placeholder money that would have been used for potential future bank rescues. In China, a second industrial pollution scandal has emerged, yet again involving large numbers of children suffering from lead poisoning. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
The official Xinhua news agency says more than 1,300 children in China's central Hunan province were found to have excessive lead in their blood. They were living in four villages near a manganese processing plant in Wenping Township. The smelter opened last year, very close to two schools and a kindergarten. It's now been shut down and two of its officials detained. The China Daily says about 1,000 villagers protested earlier this month, blocking a road near the plant and engaging in a standoff with police. Order has since been restored. This is the second lead poisoning scandal to lead to public protests this month. In a separate case in northwest China, widespread public anger was ignited by news that 850 children there had been poisoned by a smelting plant. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Hurricane Bill has lost some of its strength. Bill is now a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 125 miles per hour. Forecasters caution, however, that Bill could still gain strength and become a Category 4 storm again. The hurricane should begin pushing large swells toward Bermuda and parts of the southeastern U.S. by the weekend. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News, Washington.